Ottawa-based singer-songwriter Jill Smudd has just released her second album, the Canadian Folk Music Award-nominated Small Matters of Life and Death. Jill joined us for an interview and impromptu session at the recent Folk Music Ontario conference. But before we get there, this is Jill Smudd from Small Matters of Life and Death and a song entitled Victoria Tucker. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
I hear them down in the front hall wondering why there's a wet umbrella. It ought to be dry. Mama says nobody's been out that I know. Now go and wake Victoria. Start arguing about baseball scores. Wow. I'm just praying that they'll all forget about that black umbrella and how it got wet. All these things we leave behind, all these precious things we leave behind. I count barely to six and a half before my bedroom door. Mama looks up and says, Victoria, honey, you okay? Takes a drifter from a small town And leaves a small town girl standing out in the rain.
That was Jill Smud from her new album, Small Matters of Life and Death. The song we listened to today was Victoria Tucker. I'm Jan Hall. This is Folk Roots Radio. We're live at the Folk Music Ontario Conference. We're in our mobile studio, which, if you've been listening to these interviews, you'll know is actually just a hotel room, but it feels a bit more like a studio now because we've been here for, this is day three. We've been having a wonderful time talking to all of the amazing artists that come to this conference every year. And it's my great pleasure to welcome into the studio today, Jill Smud. How are you doing today, Jill?
I'm great, Jen. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you here. I'm very excited about this because I did have a chance to see you in one of the private showcases yesterday evening. I think it was around one-ish that you were actually... one in the morning, not one in the afternoon.
Oh, yes.
But you are actually giving us the showcase. But it was absolutely fabulous. I'm very much looking forward to talking about this album and also your career, because there's some really interesting stuff here. From someone who loves folk music, especially, it actually really appeals to those of us who like the context and history that goes with folk music, which really is music of the community, right? Music mm-hmm. of the people. Let's start this interview by talking a little bit about you and why you decided to make music your career.
Well, funny enough, it wasn't the plan. When I was growing up, I was actually training to be a dancer. I left home and went to the National Ballet School for a few years and eventually stopped dancing. Right around, you know, leaving high school, entering into that new stage of life. But then about a year or two after that, my brother noticed that he thought I needed a creative outlet. So he gave me a guitar around that age when I was heading into university. And he said, I think you need this. So I started playing and eventually writing songs as I was getting an education in international affairs and peace building. But slowly my life became more about music. And, you know, the international affairs and peace building is still dear to my heart, but it expresses itself in a different way now. And now here I am with two albums and, you know, not working in politics, but it's the right path for me.
And I think this new album, which is Small Matters of Life and Death, you've just released it, means a lot to you. And I want to step into that conversation just now, because when I heard you, you know, I have a copy of the album. I've listened to it. It's great. I've read all the liner notes. They're great. But when you actually listen to you talk about this, a lot of the subject matter on this album, it's almost another level completely. So that's a bit of a teaser for everybody listening. What I'd like you to do is to talk to us about the album and tell us some of the interesting things that I think make it such a unique album and one that people need to listen to.
Sure. Well, I should mention that the title, Small Matters of Life and Death, I don't know if your listeners can hear it in the background, but there is the life part in the room right now. I was 6 months pregnant when I made the album, and I have a little baby girl who's in the room right now, Violet. You know, she thought she should just come and be a part of Folk Roots Radio today. But the inspiration for this album actually came from a few reel tapes that I found in my parents' basement. I have an uncle named Eddie Clinton that I never met, and he was a musician in the late 1960s and 70s. He was in a band called Witness. They did all sorts of cool things, like open for Roy Orbison, and they did quite well for themselves, especially for a Western Canadian band heading east. Eventually, Eddie decided he wanted to do his own solo stuff, more folk country. songs, and he was writing quite a bit. But in 1974, he was on tour in Northern Ontario, and he passed away in a car accident. So it was a tragedy in my family, and I grew up hearing stories about him, and I was always curious about this mysterious man who was, you know, a rock musician, a folk musician way back when. I think also as I made the shift into music, I started thinking more and more about him and wanting to know more about his life. So I started talking to family about him, trying to learn more. And then when I was home a few years ago, I was rooting through the basement, probably actually trying to get the last bits of stuff out of my parents' house, as one does at a certain point. But I came upon his dusty old reel-to-reels, and I thought, oh my God, I have to hear what's on these tapes. And so I brought them back to Ottawa. And with the help of Dave Draves from Little Bullhorn Studios, I got to extract the magic from them and fell in love immediately with the songs, like the imagery, the feel of them. And I knew that I had to cover one of them for sure, New Jersey Turnpike, which I did last night. And then also Daddy Just Keeps Playing in the Band. And it evolved from there. I started writing about my uncle's story. There's a song on the album called Off You Go, which is my take on his life from childhood to the end. And also Victoria Tucker that you just heard. Victoria Tucker is a name in one of his songs called Frank Jones. Now, Frank Jones is a bit of a ladies' man, drifter, potentially a nasty character, and he leaves Victoria Tucker behind. But Victoria Tucker, my version, is her story. It's this whole tale that Frank Jones has woven, but told from her perspective. So it just kind of ballooned from there. And then at the same time, I lost my dad unexpectedly. And so I wrote a lot about loss and grief and how we move from those places to hope. And then finally, I was like, okay, I got to make this record. Even though I'm pregnant, I have to make this record.
Well, it's funny because it sounds like the time really was right with everything you've told me.
Yeah. And I was lucky enough to find a producer that I felt was the right fit for it. Steve Dawson, who does some amazing folks like Jenny Whiteley, Sojourners, Deep Dark Woods. And it's not like I set out to sound exactly like any of them. That wasn't the situation. But I thought to myself, oh my gosh, Steve knows how to do all of those things. And maybe all of those things will somehow blend together to create the sound that I want for this album, which compared to my first record, definitely has a more southern, swampy feel. That's the scoop.
Well, you know, I was impressed. I loved hearing the story of your Uncle Eddie, because one of the things you say in the liner notes of the album, you actually raise that issue of, you know, what happens after you're gone. And we all know that when people pass, there is typically some sort of event where people get eulogized. But what happens after that? Because you come to, and actually I was thinking this about someone that I knew at the Folk Music Ontario conference who sadly passed away a few years ago. And they're not here. And everybody goes about doing everything that they normally do. Mm-hmm. And you sit there for just a moment and think, oh, you know, it's a pity they're not with us today. But you also realize that life goes on, and Folk Music Ontario as a conference goes on, and it has all of the highs that it would normally have, but that person's not with us. Mm-hmm. So when you talk about someone like Uncle Eddie and his contribution to music, but now he's not here, he may be remembered in your family, but not necessarily outside it. It's very intriguing.
Well, I think that's why I feel so blessed that I get to sing his songs, because they were literally sitting forgotten for how many years. And I mean, I'm biased, but I love his songs and his writing. And so, first of all, it feels mysterious and beautiful and somehow sacred that I get to continue something that he started. That's a real honor for me. But then it is that whole sense of we all move on, but I like thinking about how people who have passed creep into our lives, into the present, and make their presence known in that way. And like, I feel that with my dad. I definitely feel that with Uncle Eddie. And I have to mention that through this album, and when I did an Indiegogo campaign to raise funds for the album, I made some really surprising connections just out of the blue, because people heard about the album or the campaign. one of those people was the gentleman who was actually in the car with my Uncle Eddie when he passed away. Nobody had like been in touch with him for quite a while. But he actually ended up coming to the CD release, and that was really cool for him to be a part of things so many years later. And then just about a week ago, I guess it's a couple weeks now, I had the good fortune of receiving a nomination for Canadian Folk Music Award for the album. And there was a bit of press that came with that. And in the Metro Ottawa magazine, there was, I guess, there was this gentleman reading the reading the paper one morning while he was taking the bus, and he saw my uncle's name, and he immediately called his father. Turns out that Uncle Eddie was his father's best friend. Basically, this led to me having tea with my uncle's best friend about a week ago when he was in Ottawa to spend time with his family for Thanksgiving. So I've been able to learn more about my uncle through people that have, you know, crept into my life. And I can't even believe it. Like, I feel like it closes a loop, but at the same time opens something up in a good way.
Well, that's the thing. And that's one of the things that really appeals.
Mm-hmm.
I am really excited that you got the nod for the nomination for the Canadian Folk Music Award as well, because there is a wonderful quality to this album that people need to hear. And having had a chance to listen to you performing the songs live, it's something that I certainly would encourage people to check out. Now, not only do we have Violet in the room with us today, but we also have the two wonderful backup singers that
is right,
with you just now. Perhaps we can have them come join us.
And, sure. And
Violet, maybe if necessary.
Yes.
And let's maybe see if we can play a couple of songs or so from there.
So, yes, joining us are Jerusha Lewis and Christine Mathenge and Violet, who I might have to hold for a little bit. Hey, my baby. Because she's very talkative right now. You know what we might even have to do? I wonder if we should somehow do an a cappella version of Wishing Well.
Okay.
It might be, normally I would play guitar on this one, but maybe I think I'll hold Violet and try to...
I think that would be fun
to try. To do it. Yeah. And maybe you guys can do some... No. Okay. Maybe you guys can do some, like, clapping or, like, snapping or something like that.
Yeah.
Bum, bum. Bum, bum. Throw my corn in the wishing well, you think? Throw my corn in the wishing well. Throw my corn in the wishing well, just to hear the sound I made when it fell.
Throw my corn in the wishing well, you think? Throw my corn in the wishing well. Throw my corn in the wishing well, just to hear the sound I made when it fell. Been lighting
fires.
Shooting flames,
shootin'
been hailing Marys and wailing prayers, and all I'm asking is for a sign, some kind of answer, another voice in mind. Just give me a signal that I'm not alone, the tiniest symbol, throw me a bone. From the great unknown. Throw my corn in the wishing well. Throw my corn in the wishing well. Throw my corn in the wishing well, just to hear the sound I made when it fell. Throw my corn
in the wishing well.
Throw my corn
in the wishing well.
Throw my corn, just to hear the sound I made when it fell. I'm open to suggestions of any path to follow. Keep screaming questions, but the words get swallowed. I'm on the other end of a long, long string, waiting for a pullback, waiting for anything. I'm earnest and anchor, the tether is gone. I swear it's not anger, just throw me a bone from the great unknown.
Throw my corn in the wishing well, throw my corn in the wishing well, throw my corn in the wishing well,
just to hear the sound I made when it fell. Throw my corn
in the wishing well,
throw my corn
in the wishing well,
throw my corn, just to hear the sound I made when it fell. Mm-hmm. Oh, maybe if I'm silent, I can hear you.
Hush, hush.
Maybe if I'm quiet, I can hear you. No, please don't tell me that the well is dry.
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 The well ain't dry.
The well ain't dry. Throw my coin in the wishing well. Throw my coin in the wishing well. What you think? Throw my coin in the wishing well.
Just to hear the sound I made when it fell. Mm-hmm. Oh.
That's Jill Smud live on Folk Roots Radio. That is a track entitled Wishing Well, from the album Small Matters of Life and Death. And as Jill mentioned earlier, the small matter of life is Violet. And Jill was holding Violet during that wonderful a cappella version. That was brilliant, you guys.
Oh, thank you. It was fun.
Yeah, that sounds great. So how long have you guys been playing with Jill?
We met Jill about 5.5 years ago at a little studio in Ottawa. So yeah, it's been about 5 years, almost six actually.
They played on my first record. Dave Draves was the producer of the first record, and he said, I think what we have to do is get Christine and Jerusha in here. And then it just went from there. It was a beautiful fit. And
it worked, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's wonderful. I love the sound. It was, you know, and I love the fact that you would suddenly be able to step in and do an a cappella version of the song. It sounds brilliant. And so you play on the albums, but you also play live in concert with
absolutely,
Jill?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's fantastic. I'm going to get you to play another because Violet seems to like it when you're actually singing and moving at the same time.
Sure.
I think we're going to be doing an a cappella session today. So what would you like to do this time?
Well, you know what? I wonder if I can... I think Carry Me Home, I should do a bit of guitar on.
Okay.
But I'll see if Violet will be happy with Jerusha. Are you happy to sing with her in your arms and kind of sway?
It's gonna be the
or
first
Christine?
Time, right?
Or, yeah, it's not the first time. Yeah.
Looking for the song, right?
That's one of the best things about recording at a conference like this is everybody is very relaxed. Everybody's quite happy to do whatever it takes to create beautiful music.
It's true. It's been, I have to say, it's been a wild ride. Like, this is her first time going away from home for music, and it was 5 days long, so I think she's done really well, but it's a learning curve for me as a new mom, and, you know, I think she's going to need some extra sleep when we get back to Ottawa.
I think we're all going to need some extra sleep when we get back home.
That is also true. All right, let's see if we can do that.
Mama, won't you pick up the phone? Papa, won't you carry me home? I have dug myself low in a hole. Now I'm ready to fold. One room flat above the bar. Sleep don't like to come round here. Fickle dreams till the light comes. They hold their grip till day appears. Mama, won't you pick up the phone? Papa, won't you carry me home? I have dug myself low. Now I'm ready to fold. Mm-hmm. dead-end work to pay my debts. No such thing as getting by. Backseat dreams in my rear view. They deserve a better ride. Mama, won't you pick up the phone? Papa, won't you carry me home? I have dug myself low in a hole. Now I'm ready to fold. Mama, please, please, Papa, won't you carry me home?
That was absolutely fantastic. This is why I love to come to a conference like this. The interesting thing about that music, and I will talk to you about it in a few seconds, but when you come to a conference like the Folk Music Ontario Conference, you can walk down a hallway and hear that happen. Now, we're actually in our little mobile studio for Folk Roots Radio today with singer-songwriter Jill Smudd from Ottawa, joined by her backing singers today, Christine Methenge and Jerusha Lewis. That was a fabulous version of a song that's entitled Carry Me Home from the new Jill Smudd album. It is entitled Small Matters of Life and Death. And I'm thrilled that you guys were here to play that live for us today. That was absolutely fabulous. And I wanted to thank Violet for being so cooperative.
She really was.
That.
Yeah, Jerusha and Christine both have the touch. So yeah. That, so for those of you
That was absolutely beautiful.
Oh, thank
absolutely
you.
Absolutely beautiful. I'm going to see if I can prevail on you to do one more song live for us today.
Sure.
Would that be okay?
Sure, sure, absolutely. Why don't we do Water in the Wine? Because that's... But I'll need you guys to clap because I'm going to hold this little nugget.
And I always enjoy doing this one.
So this is a song that is a cappella. It is fabulous when Jill performed it in the showcase last night.
And this is actually from the first album. It's called As We Quietly Drive By. And I love singing this song with my ladies.
Water in the wine, water in the wine, water in the wine, my dear. Flies in the cream, flies in the cream, flies in the cream, my dear. Please turn into gold the dark in my soul, and sweep the flies from the cream, flies from the cream, flies from the cream, my dear, and make water into wine, water into wine, water into wine, my dear. Water in the wine, water in the wine, water in the wine, my dear. Flies in the cream, flies in the cream, flies in the cream, my dear. Please turn into gold the dark in my soul, and sweep the flies from the cream, flies from the cream, flies from the cream, my dear, and make water into wine, water into wine, water into wine, my dear.
Yay!
This one, and I had my nugget in the studio.
I just thought of that. We were both just thinking back to when we made the first album, and Jerusha had just had a little baby. How old was Jaya at that point?
3 months old.
And so It was that song.
It was the same song.
It was the same song. And Jerusha was holding her kid, and now look at me.
Yeah.
That was Jill Smad with Jerusha Lewis and Christine Mathenge playing live on Folk Roots Radio today, a beautiful a cappella version of Water Into Wine. And that's on your first album, which you remind us as we quietly drive by.
Yeah, as we quietly drive by.
That's great. Well, look, I wanted to thank you for coming to be with us today.
Thank you.
I wish you all the best with the new album. Obviously, you are nominated for Contemporary Folk Album of the Year for the Canadian Folk Music Awards. Very exciting. Well deserved. When are we likely to see you on the road with the album?
Well, I'm heading to Kingston next weekend to do a house concert at Chris and Dee's house. And they're wonderful folks in Kingston, and I'm really excited about that. But I imagine that I'll do a few one-offs before the new year, but then I want to do a regional Ontario tour in 2015. And actually, I want to come to Guelph, so we better talk.
We definitely will talk about you coming to Guelph, because I would love to be involved in that. Will Jerusha and Christine be with you when you come to Guelph?
That is my absolute hope, yes. They know I want them to come everywhere with me.
No, well, it will be a fabulous show. I wanted to thank you for spending the time to talk to us today. If people want to learn more about your music, how can they do that?
They can go to jillsmud.com, and that's JILLZMUD.
That's great. It's a fantastic album. Congratulations on the nomination, and I look forward to following your career with great
thank
interest.
You. And thanks for having me, John. That was a real pleasure from the bottom of my heart. It's great to have a heart-to-heart.
Well, we definitely had a moment.
Yeah.
Check out this album. The album, Small Matters of Life and Death. I'm Jan Hall, and you're listening to Folk Roots Radio.